Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to KingScottRadioTV.com. We are here with a special guest. In the background, we're listening to Joe Sample, just some easy, smooth jazz music. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a treat for you today. I am interviewing a guy that is so multi-talented, you're going to be shocked and amazed by the things that he is doing and has done. Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce you to Robert Clark.
Well, thank you, Kevin. It's a pleasure being here, and I feel honored that I'm now in a place where I'm feeling more appreciated here in Cumberland, Maryland. I left New Orleans, and I left San Antonio to come here to Cumberland to take care of my brother. That's a long story. I really feel like I can save that for another day. But right now, I just want to say that I'm glad to be here and share my art and my music and my other skills that I have with what the Father has blessed me with, and sharing it with others in this beautiful place in Cumberland.
Well, let's jump right in. We're going to talk about your music first, because that's the way that I met you, and it's just a natural voice that you have. Some of you all will recognize this name, Otis Redding. He has that kind of flavor. And I can tell you that it's pure and natural. How long have you been singing, Robert?
Since I was knee-high to a duck. professionally, I would say for the last 25 years. You know, I had bands in San Antonio, and I had some bands in New Orleans. And we really had fun. We really had a good time.
Well, let's talk about some of the music that you sing. What are some of your favorites that you like to boister out into the community as they listen to your talents?
Oh, some of my favorite artists would be Donny Hathaway, Luther Vandross, Usher, some of the newer ones, Phil Perry. He's an awesome vocalist. I mean, he could hit some notes that I just wish I could dream of it.
Yes, he is. Now, you actually do a lot of karaoke, and that exposes you to the community at large. Now, I'm familiar with some of your work. You're actually going to be performing down at Jay-Z's, which is a pub in Cumberland, Maryland, on, I believe, the 11th, which is a Sunday, from 4:30 to 7:30.
Yes, I believe so.
So when you're doing your karaoke, how does all that come about? Give us a storyline that we can feed off of to know how you reach this level of entertainment to others.
Well, I know music sets the mode of the society. So after being in New Orleans for a while and seeing street performers and just talented people do their thing, I was an artist down in Fells Point, Maryland, where I was created a human jukebox where I would perform out of.
Wow.
It was like performing little shows out of a box so that people could it was just to enhance the ambiance in the Fells Point area, and they really gravitated toward it. And there would be crowds of people around my one box and slipping money into my little slot I had made so they could hear their favorite tune from my recorder.
So how long were you in San Antonio?
15 years.
Wow. That's a long time to be in the heat.
Well, I left the heat to be there. I was in New Orleans originally, because I left Baltimore in 96 and ended up in New Orleans as just a performing artist, doing portraits and paintings and stuff like that.
Well, let's jump to that, because as I stated before, you are multi-talented. You actually can draw human faces very well, from what I can see. We were out earlier today doing a photo shoot, and just some of the things that you're capable of doing, and I can testify this to myself. We were at this casino in a park. It's called Rocky Gap here in Cumberland, Maryland. And literally, he was drawing the mountains and the scenery from hand. And when we put some of this information out on the internet, you'll see how talented he is. How long have you been drawing?
Since I was 9 years old. I started out looking in the mirror, and I look at one eye, and then I would gaze one eye to the other and put that eye in, and that's how my drawing career started, until I was 25 years old, and I met a guy who shared with me more about the art and what I was doing. In fact, he let me know that in my portraits that I was drawing at the time, I wasn't putting the light in the eye. And I was like, the light in the eye? And after he showed me how to express the light in the eye, well, then that's when I started making it a career. Because I saw the light, the portrait and picture became alive. And that was what I knew was a selling point, that people wanted reality and not the real cartoon stuff like they have in caricatures and stuff like that. I can do caricatures, but I prefer the fine art of portraits and oils and murals and that sort of thing.
So let me get this straight. A person can bring you a photograph and you can take that photograph and draw the images off of that photograph with your hands.
Yes, it takes me about 20 minutes to do a portrait.
So a person, if they wanted to do a portrait, they would, well, what do you charge for these portraits that you do?
Well, our prices have went up since they were $45, and now, just according to if they want it in color, that's another price. And then if they want it, and it's according to the medium that they want. Do they want oil? Do they want acrylic? Do they want pastel? Do they want charcoal? Do they want it in pencil? So it depends on how many people I'm drawing and the medium that they want the portrait or painting done in.
That is absolutely amazing. Well, look, we have a commercial break coming in, so we're going to come back with Robert Clark here at KingScottRadioTV.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to a little Ronnie Jordan, The Antidote. Let's tune in. Smooth and cool. Nice and easy. That's no other than Ronnie Jordan. Ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Robert Clark, and we're talking about his music, his art, and some other gifts and talents that we're going to just kind of jump around like a lazy Susie. You're also a pretty good pool player, is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, my dad was in the Air Force, and when we came back to Baltimore, he started working at the post office and then put a pool table in the basement. And my brother and I, we would play each other every day, doing jumping over balls and stuff. We were doing shots that we didn't even know we could make. And now I joined the league here in Cumberland. So give me something to do besides my art and music. And there's some fantastic pool players up here. So
you actually play in a league, is that correct?
Yes, a league with the 271 Moose Lodge. Yeah, they have a league, and they play different pool places in the area. Keeps you busy.
Well, let's talk about some of the places that you're going to be singing at. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back and forth. Because with the music and the art and the pool playing, this is what we call being highly favored and gifted. So you're going to be singing at Jay-Z's. You have another gig coming up. When is that?
Oh, well, that gig is tonight, I believe, at the Unbottled.
Okay, so, and you're going to be singing R&B, blues, and jazz?
Yeah, R&B, blues, jazz. Some from my favorite artists, Jeffrey Osborne, Wave, Heat Wave, LTD, Mustang Sal, Taking You Back to Wilson Pickett, Temptations. Yeah, all the artists that I grew up with. Stevie Wonder, I love, you know, everybody loves Stevie Wonder. So
where is this going to be at again for this evening?
The Unbottled. The Unbottled. It's a little small place, a little cozy spot, but it has enough space for the band and a pool table. That's how I found out about it, because they had a pool table. And then the next thing I know that there was, you know, I heard was, you know, bands do come in there and entertain. So it just so happened that I was started singing with a band, and they happened to be there tonight.
Okay, so that's Unbottled tonight, Jay-Z's on Sunday, and then you have a future date coming up.
Oh, yeah.
At the Corner
Tavern on Center Street.
So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're in the area and you want to hear some good R&B sounds, this is the place to be. Now, we're going to get back into a little bit of your history. Have you accomplished any musical instruments, or you're just the vocalist?
Well, I was playing my trumpet. I was a first trumpet in high school, and I did get a chance to play for Dizzy Gillespie in Ethel's Place down in Baltimore. And I play also sax, play a little piano. And it's coming up as a kid, my dad had a piano, old upright piano, that you put the little pedal, they had pedals for reverb and all that back in the day. And I learned to play by ear most of the songs I played. And being in the choir, that helped my ear too. So I had to have a big, pretty good background with musicians in the family and what influence they had in my life on singing.
Okay, this is golden nugget kind of stuff. Well, look, we're going to be right back at you. This is King Scott Radio TV. www.artandmusicmagazine.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna talk about how you can actually reach Robert Clark through KingScottRadioTV.com. You can actually tune into the station by going on your cell phone or your computer, and you can listen to the interviews. And we're also going to highlight some of the music. Of course, we're on Facebook at Kevin T. Scott. You'll be able to type that in and see some of the video that's going to be out, and we'll be adding more as we move along down this road. But you can reach the studio at 240-522-4257. Just ask for Kevin T. Scott, and we'll put you in contact with the artist himself. Now, if you want portraits or things of that nature, music, and if you wanted just a good pool game, you can reach us and let us know, and we will make it happen just for you. Robert, in closing, what would you like to tell your audience?
Oh, well, I would like to let my audience know is that you're more than you think you are.
Wow. You know,
you're more than you think you are. And a lot of times you're not who you think you are, but what you do think about, that's who you are.
Well, we're going to close out with a little more Ronnie Jordan. And ladies and gentlemen, again, the Christmas and holiday seasons is coming up, and I know you want some good entertainment around you, so we're going to continue to promote this musical, multi-talented man over this station. And as I said, you're going to be truly amazed at his gifts and talents. We're going to close out with a little more Ronnie Jordan. This is KingScottRadioTV.com. KingScottRadioTV.com.